When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dublab. Welcome to In Conversation, a Dublab podcast where each week we will bring you interviews from the Dublab Radio Archives.
Welcome to the Dublab podcast. We have a very special session in store for you. The legendary Marshall Allen, leader of the Sun Ra Orchestra, recently graced our airwaves with a performance on the EVI breath-controlled analog synthesizer, an interview with Dublab's Carlos Nino, and a live saxophone solo performance. Do enjoy this session, brought to you by the good folks at StreamGuys.com. This is Dublab with Marshall Allen.
Oh, Friday, March 2nd, 2007, Carlos Nino here. Honored to welcome the great Marshall Allen to the Dublab Studios. For those of you that do not know, Marshall Allen is one of the most prolific recorded creative musicians of the last 100 years. And he's been playing music for over 50 years. He's the director of the Sun Ra Orchestra and one of the great, great improvisers alive today. Marshall, welcome to Los Angeles. Welcome back. Well, great to have you here.
Well, glad, happy to be here.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you're based in Philly. You've been there for a while?
I've been there since the 70s.
Okay.
1970.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. One of the first times that the Sun Ra Orchestra ever came to Los Angeles was in the early 70s, and all of us here growing up kind of had to hear the stories of how the anxious janitor turned the lights on you guys, and Sun Ra laid a bit of a curse on the city. Do you recall that?
No, a lot of things I don't remember about that, but Sun Ra only wanted to have people do things properly. Mm-hmm. It's simple. And have some discipline and don't panic over different things, you see.
Yeah.
So I don't remember a lot of the stories that that went on, because I can remember the dates, you understand?
Yeah.
I mean, the times that we were here.
The music.
Yeah, but Sun Ra would, if you didn't do things properly, he would get everybody. They didn't have any preference to. But whatever project he was in, he wanted you to tune in and to him and do as he wanted to do, you know?
Do you remember the first time that you met Sun Ra and what the environment was that you actually started to play with him?
Well, I went by a record store and they had a demo record. So the guy told me, yeah, man, this band's up on the south side of Chicago. So he's always looking for talent, a new musician. He said, take it home and buy this one and take it home and listen to it. So I took it home and I heard a tune on it. I said, well, I like that. I like the coloring of the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this band is swagging.
Yeah.
So and then I went back to the record store, and then he told me, yo, these guys is on the south side. And he'd be rehearsing, and he's got a band. He's always looking for talent.
Yeah.
So I went up to the ballrooms. He used to rehearse in Chicago in ballrooms and stuff. I went to the ballroom and he was rehearsing. So I took my horn up there and I come this high, this is Sun Ra, I want to play.
Were you playing alto?
Yeah, I'm playing alto. And I want to join the band, but the band was full, you know.
Mm.
So he said, okay, come over here and talk. And then he started talking. And he talked. And he talked. And he talked. And he talked till 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, well, I got to go to work in the morning. And
right.
I haven't played a note yet. So he said, come back tomorrow. And each day I'd come back, I wouldn't play. He would do talking and listen to the band rehearse.
Wow.
So after a few weeks of that, he finally gave me a chance to play.
What year was that?
I was in the 50s. 50. I joined the band 57.
Okay.
57, 58, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Yeah. So he had already been active for over 10 years in different cities.
Yeah, well, I was in Europe in the army and stuff, and then I got out and went a couple of years in the conservatory.
Oh, wow.
National Conservatory of Paris.
Wow.
And then when I come home, that's when I was in the 50s.
Yeah.
And I was around there two couple years hearing the different guys play in the bands. And I was playing around.
Did you play in the service as well?
Yeah, I played in the 17th Special Service Band.
Okay.
Yeah.
And growing up, what kind of music were you listening to?
Well, I listened to all the music. Fletcher Henderson, Duke Ellington, you name them all. Because I come up in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah. So the big band tradition was very much a part of your...
Part of my band.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to play in a big band.
Right, right.
And saxophone. So I heard Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges just took me out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I said, I love that. I like to play in the band, play first alto or something.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, being in the orchestra for as long as you have been... And being the director of the group now, what would you say is the fundamental kind of purpose for the big bands? Like, I know that a lot of people put like a lot of mystical and spiritual meaning to the idea of people coming together communally. Musicians that are masters next to, you know, students and people that are just picking up their instruments, all kind of getting together for a collective expression in that environment. I mean, what would you say is like really like the essence of the big band and what its purpose is?
Well, its purpose is just it's for discipline, creativity. It's for the play sounds from the spirit, and it's to read your notes and whatever, and then play all these sounds, because like life is full of different sounds and things. And it brings people together in harmony. And it's about harmony. Keep yourself tuned up with harmony, and you'll have harmonious thoughts and doings. So you use the music for that. And we'll create a better world with a better music. Also, you see what they say, music heals, music can kill, music can do all the wonderful things, and things is called the way you use it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm using it myself. It's to for my well-being. So, with a sound body, sound mind, kind of you're dealing with sound.
Mm-hmm. The vibrations.
Right.
Yeah.
So, if I have a sound body, sound mind, I can give you some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have something for you.
You know?
So, that's the music is for all of those things, for men to coordinate together.
Yeah.
Yeah. With harmony, harmonious.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. Well, Marshall Allen here in the Dub Lab Studios, so many different directions we could go in. I'd love to continue talking about your involvement with the orchestra. 1957, you joined the band, and you played in it pretty much exclusively until you became its director. After Sun Ra passed.
Well, Sun Ra passed, and then we had next in line was John Gilmore.
Yeah, the great
but,
John Gilmore.
He become ill too. And,
yeah.
About 3-4 years later, he passed.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only left me.
Yeah.
To take it on. So I said I'll do my best.
Yeah, you've been doing a wonderful
carry
job.
On
yeah.
the tradition and. Sun Ra's music and the mm-hmm. ideas, you know,
yeah.
that he had.
Do you feel that he speaks to you quite a bit?
Oh, yeah. I don't feel sad in a sense because it seemed like his presence in the music. And when you play the music, it's present. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're currently working on your own songbook throughout the years you've been writing, and you're starting to put together your writings, some sort of... documentation, is that
right,
correct?
Well, Sun Ra had so much music, and a lot of music never been played, too. So I said, they wanted to see what I was about to do in the band. So I would carry on the traditional music of Sun Ra,
right,
and all its composition. And I need to do something myself, so that and put it on. So I said, I'll write a songbook, a melody,
mm-hmm.
like Gershwin and all those people that yeah. wrote different melodies. So I got my melody book.
Yeah.
You know, I got maybe 50, 60, 100 tunes or so in it.
And how are they next to Sun Ra's compositions?
Well, a simple melody, you find that in Sun Ra's music. Melodic structures and the melodies and stuff. And then songs, you know. So those songs that we sang, use the lyrics like...
We Travel the Spaceways?
Yeah, We Travel the Spaceways. And that's a nice melody. We travel the spaceways from planet to planet.
And there are many.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we use those things to purvey the 21st century. The space age is here to stay. No place you can run away.
Yeah.
And he put it all to music.
Mm-hmm.
But he had very beautiful melodies in his compositions.
Oh, yeah.
So I say, what I do now is write me a melody book. You know, I'm not a Sun Ra. I can't arrange as great as he can, but I can give you the essence of that things, you know.
Yeah.
So I wrote and put out the album Song for the Sun, which is, I put a few tunes that I had written for that.
The title track is beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
We dedicated to Sun Ra.
That's one of those melodies you're talking about probably, right?
Right.
Yeah. And while we're on the topic of the songs and the repertoire, what are the ones that you feel like the most central throughout the years that you played? I mean, there are some great classics that were always played, like from the 50s, you know, to his passing and now even. So,
well, that's just like the bands before us.
Yeah.
Had all these classical tunes. So, I mean, the tunes that you remember and tunes that they done well. It's the same with Sun Ra's orchestra.
Yeah.
So that's why you hear them like Duke Ellington's A-Train and stuff. Mm-hmm. Those things are here to stay, and it was represented the band. So Sun Ra also has his standard tunes.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I just add to the repertoire.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll add my tunes in there on the Sun Ra style of playing, orchestra playing, and I still use the name, so I have to use that style.
Right, right.
And I added to the book for some fresh ideas and melodies.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys covered so much ground. I mean, when I think about how many decades you guys were together, but how somehow you guys were on the other side of time, as he said. You know, you guys were transcendent of the times at the same time, like very, very much a very timely kind of group, you know, and lasted so long and continued to last. And it's a really remarkable thing when those vibrations are so high and they're so healing and they kind of speak to the environment that you're in, the specific intent. You know, I know. Sometimes the music would be very, very just dense and intense. You know, and at other times, very, you know, beautiful and tender. And at the flash of, you know, some sort of signal, it can go from one to the other. And
So anyway, it's Sun Ra is swing. He could swing.
Yeah.
He could play all types of music, different vibrations, different styles of music.
Mm-hmm.
So he mixed them all. He said this was a show band and all of that. So we had dancers, singers, colorful costumes.
Yeah.
And lights.
The all cosmic drama.
Put the project the music.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, and the vibrations of the day, this music played today, tomorrow, it's a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different. And that's like the, using the vibrations of the day. You see?
Yeah.
But we use all style. We did rap, and we did it way back there.
Mm-hmm.
And we did doo-wop, and we did the blues.
Yeah.
We just covered the gamut like that.
Soul.
And we played all of the great classical things that the jazz band's done.
Yeah.
We duplicate that like they played it, trying mm-hmm. to duplicate that and bring... Because the old members, the old bands left us a treasure of music.
Yeah.
So we play it and try to get the spirit of them by playing exactly like they played it then.
Yeah.
You see. And then Sun Ra had his idea of a space age to open people's minds and heart to the space age is here to stay. And things like that.
No matter what you guys did, though, it always had that thing. It always had that really special thing that was coming from your voice and John Gilmore's voice, Sun Ra, and some of the other players that were really central in the group and the sound of the group, and it's unmistakable. It's really remarkable how you guys were able to come together and do that.
Just like the old
that,
bands, you know? They had this style, they had this sound, and this way, and I come along And there was Sun Ra, so you see, with this special sound and way of arranging, because he's a genius, and you very seldom run into genius doing many things like that.
Yeah.
And the way he wrote music, it's still there.
Yeah.
It just got me. I say, this is it. I'm going to stay with this band as long as I can stay.
Yeah, and here you are.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what I would absolutely love to do? Is I'd love to have you run through maybe five of the melodies, as you said, harmonies, melodies, just vocally, and let our listeners hear exactly what it is that we're talking about. So, for instance, we travel the spaceways. If you wouldn't mind singing the chant, we can maybe let people know five different pieces. You know,
they like travel the space. We travel the space ways from planet to planet. We travel the space ways from planet to planet. And that was one. And all these little short, and it wasn't too long. And then we say, space age is here to stay. No place you can run away.
Yeah.
You see? And then we say, you run to the rock to hide your face. The rock cried out, no hiding place.
Yeah,
space
age
is here to stay. No place you could run away.
And specifically some of the melodies, one of the ones that you guys would sing in the audience quite a bit was... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, that's the traveling in space with.
Yeah. But that's kind of what I was getting at earlier is that he did them in so many different ways.
Well, he just
added so there's always,
added different things. So we said, ba da 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 da. We travel the space way.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. From planet to planet. See?
Yeah. And I remember you guys a lot would do Space is the Place.
Yes.
Sun Ra and his band from outer space have entertained you here.
Right.
Yeah. And so the Space is the Place melody is what? Sing that for us.
Space is the place. Space is the place. Space is the place. Yes, space is the place.
That's
part of it.
And if you could just share a couple of the other ones with us, that would be really wonderful.
Let me see. We got enlightenment, da 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 da. Enlightenment, he sang that one, and we got the sun is in the heavens, about the sun and the heaven, and then we got another one called interplanetary, interplanetary, interplanetary music, boom boom, boom boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, nice little little songs and
it was like,
talking about space and interplanetary travel and whatever.
It was like cosmic folkloric music in a way, because it was really seemed that I don't know what the right word is, but however far out it got, it was always for the people. You know,
it was for the buckers.
It was definitely to, you know, heighten the vibrational tone of the people. You know,
that's right.
And that's the way he knew people well, and he knew what they needed.
Yeah.
So we played some things they like, and some things they needed.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Yeah.
So and then the space age, and you get all these clusters of sound.
Mm-hmm.
You see. So we play that too.
Right.
And then we play the blues and all kinds of things like that. So it's no music we don't play. See. And then like the one we went to Egypt, we played all these different tunes with the Egyptian flavor.
You guys went quite a few times to Egypt, right.
I've been about four times.
Yeah. Well, the record that's playing under us right now is from one of those live recordings in Cairo.
Right. Yeah. Salah was a drummer. And he had his little studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there and we used him and used some of his songs that he wrote.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And the first trips, I think, were right after you came to Los Angeles for the first time in the early 70s.
Right.
Yeah, those are great recordings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're in town, you're here in L.A., and how do people stay in touch with you? How do people learn about the Sun Ra Orchestra? How do people learn about Marshall Allen? I know you guys have websites and things like that.
Well, yeah, we got the website. We got Elson's L. Ra website, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go ahead, speak up.
The Sun Ra Orchestra.
SunRaOrchestra.com.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's a direct line to you and what's really happening with the orchestra.
Right.
Great.
That's what
TheSunRaOrchestra.com.
Right.
Okay, we got to get it right. All these people
Sun
out there.
Ra Orchestra.
Yeah.
Right.
After you sang those melodies, people are going to be like, oh, I got to go check this out. So, yeah. And now back to a little bit more about Marshall Allen. You play all the reeds. You've also played stringed instruments with the group. You've also played percussion instruments, hand drums, sing, all that.
Well, I play saxophone, flute,
right,
oboe, piccolo, and I play the bassoon a little.
Yeah.
And I got clarinet.
Yeah.
And I got all these instruments.
Yeah.
And I got a couple of choruses I play a little bit on.
Yeah, because you play core on strange strings.
And I got all different little instruments I play a little bit.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And you did a 36-hour concert from the house over the radio in Philly,
they give us 36 hours on the air. But they was broadcasting, so we did part of about an hour or two or something like that from the house. They come down, brought the equipment, and we did the house thing.
Yeah.
And then they played all the different albums and stuff with some for 36 hours. I couldn't stay up that long. You know,
right.
To listen to it. But they send me a tapes of the whole show.
Beautiful.
Enough CDs, you know.
Yeah.
So they were honoring Sun Ra's birthday, and then John Gilmore, they played, and then my birthday, which is just before Sun Ra, May 25th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they played the Sun Ra music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, it's wonderful. My head is sort of spinning a little bit. I've been a little bit tongue-tied in this conversation because I just keep thinking about all the records that I have and all of the just incredible expressive moments from Marshall Allen on these records. I mean, there's so many, and the incredible places that you would get to with your instruments, and the group as a whole, just, you know, really covered so much ground, you know, as we've talked about, like a classic band, but unlike a classic band, because it was sort of genreless. It was really about the space music, you know, and how that was going to be involved into every, you know, terrestrial style. You know?
Like with Sun Ra, I was playing my saxophone nice, and nice tone and nice melody. And he said, yes, that's good. That's very good. I like your tone. I like the way. But he changed. He said, I want you to play something else. And he said, and I would play and I would play. He said, that's not it. It's nice and everything, but that's not it. So the more I played that I didn't know and what I thought was just play anything like that, and then begin to say, oh, you're learning.
You
understand what I mean? But it was very difficult to go from one concept to another. There was altogether different. I was looking for the melody.
Yeah.
You see? But the rhythmic sound and the clustering of sound.
Yeah.
And then if you listen, it is a melody within.
So much melody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he wanted to broaden my mind and make me play, not so much by the head and the eyes, it's from the spirit, from the inside.
Oh, yeah.
You see.
Wow.
And so he mixed rhythms and mixed all kinds of instruments together and things like that. And then he would turn around and say, well, you got a saxophone. They have electronics. You don't have any. So take your saxophone and make it sound like this. Make it sound like different instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So one time I would sound like a trumpet. I'd make it sound like a trumpet.
Yeah.
So if you hear it sound like it's a trumpet. Mm-hmm. See? And I had to do all those things, and the more that I developed that, then I just put it all together.
Yeah.
But he wanted me to sound like an organ or something.
Yeah.
You know, a violin. And he wanted to duplicate all the electronic instruments that the conventional saxophone, with the conventional saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been trying to do.
Yeah. Quite successfully. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been doing great. Yes, it's a true honor to have you here.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure.
Yeah,
and you'll be at the
Natural History Museum of Los
tonight.
Angeles.
Yeah, of Los Angeles tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But before we end this conversation, I'd love to give the listeners a rundown, as well as you can remember, of other artists that you have performed and recorded with, because I brought records today in case we got time to do it, from Olatunji and Paul Blay.
Paul Blay,
right,
and I did something with him, and Terry Adams, the NRBQ group.
Okay.
I did a duo with him, and I played one recording with the band, and I got quite a few small groups.
Yeah.
I can't even remember all of them right offhand. But it's all small groups I played a lot of.
And how would those associations happen? Would it be the kind of thing where people will come see you with Sun Ra and say, oh, I really got to have you for this date? Or was it the kind of thing where you just had friends outside of the Sun Ra group?
No, I have people that I play with. I come to play what they want me to do.
Yeah.
You know, what? I've come to play your music, in other words.
Right.
And I don't come in bringing mine. I come in trying to interpret your music like in small groups or all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's sort of Band Vagrant or stuff like that. Right. Then everybody knows they better do something different.
Right.
But if you got your charts or your music or your way you want things done, I just come and be a part of your group.
Yeah, okay.
And like tonight, it's it's a creative kind of thing, so I'll be part of that by listening to other musicians and also playing with them to build a composition.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So I don't have no attitude about it because I don't know anything.
Yeah.
What it is, I come and join
right.
to be a part of what you're doing.
Well, there's buffalo and moose and dinosaurs
right
over there.
You
so you're going to be having some interesting inspiration for
so
sure.
There you go. You see, just look, take the museum, for instance.
Yeah.
They got all these things in there together.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, yeah.
If you get a chance.
I have fun and I want my well-being. I must keep a sound body, sound mind. I'm dealing in sound.
Yeah.
So I don't shy away because I need that for my well-being.
Mm-hmm.
You see. So I'm using the music really that way for my well-being. And I'm already 82, so I need some well-being, you know.
Well, you are definitely an inspiration to me, and I think that anybody that comes and experiences this concert tonight will leave with something really wonderful. In the line of sound body, sound mind, and dealing with sound, can you give people that might be getting into music just one final Marshall Allen?
Of course, be sincere, you see, and you go and you study all the forms of music, you see, as simple as that. And you grow, and it'll grow on you, and you grow with it, because that's the way music is, you know.
And the first thing you said was be sincere?
Well, of course you have to be sincere about it.
Yeah.
And then you learn your disciplines and your stuff like that, precisions in your discipline. But just stay with it and play music. There you play music for you so you can give something for other people. You understand? You play music to make yourself well-being, whether you ever become a professional or not. But it makes you well-being, so that helps you in everything else in life.
Yeah.
You see? And then some like to do it all the way, so that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And some don't. They just play for themselves or more so don't become professionals, do other things. You know? So, and then you open up your mind and your spirit and play music and your well-being.
I love that you know what you're saying. Because I feel from you right now a vibration that the healing that is really crucial at this time in this world is possible.
That's what they say. Music can heal.
Yeah.
Music can kill. Music and sound. They use sound to destroy things. So you have to use the sound. You can use it the bad way or the better way. I'm using it for me. First, then I can give you some.
Right.
Is it? And I appreciate all music. I don't turn my ear away from no sound. All sounds. Care what style it is or what. I listen. Is it?
Thank you so much.
Like I say, space age is here to stay. No place you can run away.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much, Marshall Allen. Thank
pleasure.
You so much for being here. And we hope to see more of you.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'd show you some of the things I do with my band.
Yeah.
And that it'd be just like with the band tonight. I have to go there and I'll play and bring the feeling and see where they're at and join them. You see?
Yeah. Yeah, that smile, that wise smile you have has a really positive musical vibration too, man.
Well,
yeah,
I'm
I gotta
happy.
Say, yeah, I know you're making me happy. So there it is. You're listening to dublab.com. Carlos Nino here in studio with the great Marshall Allen, one of recorded music's most prolific artists, a great creative musician, the director of the Sun Ra Orchestra, and member since 1957. Thanks to Frosty and Elson and everyone that was involved in making this happen today. Thank you so much, Marshall.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dublin.